that maisa moitzi mide maisa. An action takes away from an action. Umi yad machshava in front of machshava. But machshava is just thought. Ein moitzi yaloi mide maisa v'loi mide machshava. You see here what happened here. Originally you had this skin, this leather. Leather by itself is not really a finished product. Usually you make something out of it. Usually you make a shoe out of it. But Matrila, since you thought that you're going to use the leather the way it is right now, with your machshava alone, you made it into a kli. Because that's the way you thought to use it right now, it's called a kli. It could be makabel tumah. Later, when you change your mind and you say, no, I don't want to use it the way it is right now. I want to make it into a shoe. We say, nothing doing. Your machshava alone cannot be mavato, the first machshava. Rather, it still remains the kli until you do an action to it. When you start to cut up the leather into a shoe, then we see it's not a kli yet, then it's not makabel tumah anymore. This is the proof to Resh Lakish, that we see now machshava, like a dibur alone, cannot break another machshava, another dibur. It was like this. Bishleimim miyad maiseleim after. This is very good according to everybody, of course, that if an action was done to it, your machshava now cannot take it away. To lo yosa dibur mavato maiseh, that everybody agrees to. Ela, but Resh Lakish's proof is like this. Miyad machshava miyo topic. How come it says here, if the beginning it wasn't a real kli yet? It was only because of your machshava. You thought that you want to use this leather the way it is right now. So it's only your machshava that made it into a kli. How come later when you think not to use it the way it is now, why can't your machshava take away your first machshava? So this is Resh Lakish's right. You see, lo yosa dibur mavato dibur. Machshava is like a dibur. It's not called a maisa. Sumar says, no. I tell you, shani machshava de tumah. Tichi maisa dummy. I tell you, your thought that you have by a kli to make it into a kli, that it could be makabel tumah, here the thought is like an action. Here it's a choshev machshava. It's not stam a diba b'yalma. When you first think that this leather, you're going to leave it and use it the way it is right now, that machshava is a tremendous thing, and it's like an action was done. That's why later the machshava cannot take away from the first machshava. Because by hilchas tumah, machshava is like a maisa dummy. Uka the Rav Papa, like Rav Papa says. The Rav Papa, Rav Papa asked up a question. See, the pasuk says, ki yitin. It says ki yitin, this is about water. When water goes upon food, we know oichol is only mekabel tumah, it will first have a hechsher. If water first went on top of the fruits, on top of the food, then if a sheres touches it, it becomes tummy. It has to have a hechsher, mekabel tumah. Suppose it says ki yitin, you have to put the water on it. The karina ki yitin, and we read it ki yitin as if it was put by itself. So do you have to put the water on it, or can the water come upon by itself? Okay, so how is this? So with Ashen Kiyutan, when it was put by itself, when the rainwater came on top of your fruits, after it pulled off the tree, calls the man, the fruits are growing, it's not makabel tumah, it's not makabel hechsher either. But after the fruits were pulled off the tree, now if some rainwater goes on it, it's also makabel tumah. It's hechsher makabel tumah. But with Ashen Kiyutan, when the water is put by itself, dum yudach yitin, it has to be like when you put it on. What does that mean? Ma yitin de nichalei. Just when you take water and pour water on top of your fruits, you want the water to be there. You take these fruits to wash it off. You want to wash off your fruits now. You want the water to be on your fruits. So I tell you, af yutan, the same thing, even though water goes on it by itself, you did not pour the water, the rainwater fell on your bushel of apples, but it has to be denichale. It has to be that you're happy with the water. But let's say you put the apples on the sun, and you want it to dry up now, the apples. You don't want water to go there. Now, if rainwater comes on top of this water, it will not be hukshel kabel tumah. Because the Torah says, ki yutan, when it goes by itself, it has to be like when you put it, that you want it. So you see here that if you want it, your nicha, your machshava, is considered like you did it. So by hilchas tumah, we see the fact you think you want to do it, your machshava, as if it was really done. So here by tumah, machshava means a lot. Therefore here, a machshava cannot be mitzi b'day machshava. But it wouldn't be a kasha to Rabbi Yechanan. But other places, diba b'yam, like in our Mishnah, when you stam send money to your wife to marry you, and the kedushin should be chal for eslacha shleishim yoyim, right now it's only called a diba, and here Rabbi Yechanan holds, also diba mavato diba. From tumah wouldn't be any proof. Rav Zvid masni loho shmaita toaho. Rav Zvid learned this halacha on this case. Yeah, Rashi says, Lo Shmati means Rabbi Yechon Mesh Lakish. This Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon Mesh Lakish, if we say also Dibur, Mavato Dibur, he learned it on this halacha.
Yeah. Rezvid learned it like this. V'chein, it says, v'chein hi she'nosno rishus l'shluchoi l'kacha. If she made a shliach, that the shliach could accept the kedushin for her. For hol chohi v'kitcha satzmo. But in the meantime, she went and received her own kedushin. So she made a she appointed a shliach to accept kedushin for her from one person. And in the meantime, she accepted kedushin for somebody else. So who is she married to? So it depends. Im shelo kodma kedusha kedushin. Whichever one took place first, that's who she married to. If her kedushin took place first, in other words, the shliach first has to travel 2 days to get to the chosin. But she met another chosin now the next day, so she's married to him. The im shel shlucha kodma. Let's say no, the shliach met the first chosin first, and the shliach accepted the kedushin from the first husband. Then ain kedusha kedushin. The second person that she's getting married to now means nothing, because she's already married to the first man. She can't marry a second man. Is ain kedusha kedushin?
Yeah.
All right, turn over. Yeah, but what's going to be loy kitshe satzma? Let's say she does not marry herself. She does not remarry. But v'chozrebo, what happened here? She appointed a shliach to accept kedushin from her chosin. And then later, she retracted and she tells the shliach, nothing doing. I don't want you to go anymore to accept the kedushin. I don't want you to be my shliach anymore. Now, what's the locha? Could Isha retract or not with Dibra alone? So he learned, the machlekes, Rav Zvid learned the machlekes of Rav Yechon Shlokish, that Rav Yechon and Noma Chazerus, yes, she has a right to retract. She has a right to tell that shliach, I don't want you to accept the kedushin. Rav Shlokish Shama, no, ain't a Chazerus. She can't retract anymore. Rav Yechon and Noma Chazerus, why? Also, Dibra about the Dibra. Here it's only a Dibra. She only appointed a shliach to accept her kedushin. No action was done yet. And here it's better than the first case, because here the Isha didn't receive any money at all yet. So it's pure Dibur. She only told the Shliach, you have the right to go and accept the Kedushin. So before he accepts it, she has the right to say, I don't want you anymore. Resh Lakish Shama, no, and this will be a big Kiddush according to Resh Lakish. The Resh Lakish says, even in such a case, Einu Chazeres, no, still the wife, she cannot be Chayza. While also Dibur Mavato Dibur, that the Isha has no right to retract. Vice says, once she appointed a Shliach, she made a shliach, that's Dovah Choshev. You did something. You gave over the power to a shliach to accept the kedushin for you. And you made the shliach right now, the Baal HaMaisa. So you appointed a shliach, you did an action here, so you can't be mavato that anymore. That's what Shlokesh Asvara. Now we ask all the kashas over again. Eisvei, Rav Yechon Shlokesh, Rav Yechon Shlokesh, Rav Shlokesh, Bito by Truma, Imach Leitorim, Bito and Truma, so Truma. But if the Truma was not done yet, you could be mavato the shliach. So it's a kashan resh lokesh, you see, you could be mavato the shliach. Or my rov, or my asking, they're going, shekodem balabayis v'torim as kariyav, kariyav. That the balabos himself went and took off truma from his own crop. Tehevele maisa, that's called the good maisa. I mean, here it's not just time that the balabos said, I don't want you to be my shliach. But the balabos himself went first and took off his own truma. So that's called the maisa. So when he does the maisa, then resh lokesh would also agree that a maisa could be mavato the dibur. If he would just tell the shliach, I don't want you to do it anymore, Resh Lakish says, you can't do that. Once you appointed a shliach as a davar choshev, you can't break it. But if you do the action yourself, a maaser could be mevatel the dibur. Eisver Resh Lakish Rav Yechonin says, kol akir kelim yordum adeh tumasim b'machshava v'yein elim tumasim elei b'shino maaser. So I call upon a maaser moitzim adeh maaser miyad machshava. If you do an action, that takes away from both. But machshav, you just think right now to start making into a shoe. Einu moitzi yelay midei maisa loy midei machshava. So bishlem miyad maisa loy mafkali yas dibur mavat a maisa. It's very good why machshava can't break a maisa, because the dibur can't break a maisa. Ela miyad machshava miyad tofik. But how come your machshava can't break the first machshava? If this leather was not really a kli, it's only a kli that you just thought to use it the way it is right now, and later you decide not to use it. So why can't your machshava break the first machshava? That's a raya to Resh Lakish that Diva cannot break Diva. So Rabbi Yochanan answers back, no, or Malay, Shani Machshava the Tumma. Tichimai Sidami, Okuder Rapapa, the Rapapa, Rami, Ksiva says, Ki Itain, you have to put the water on the pre. The Karin and Kiyutan was put by itself, okay, so how do we have to do? Kiyutan Dumya the Itain, it's put by itself the same way you would put it. Ma Yitain, just when you put water on the fruits. The Nichale, you want the water on the fruit right now? Av Yutan Nam the Nichale, it has to be, even though the water came by itself, but only if you're happy, your Nichale, you want it to be there. So you see, your machshava by tumah is like you're putting the water there directly. It's a chashava maisa. Therefore, machshava by tumah is better. Says the shleich get liyishtoi. Then the husband sends a get to his wife. The giyah b'shliach chazam meets up with the shliach. Chazam shalach hachar shliach sends another shliach yetzum. V'yamul and tells him, get shen asat lo chabotah. The first get that I sent is no good. Who? Hareza botah. You could break the shlichas. So yuftu the reshlokash to yuftu. There's a kash and reshlokash. Here it says clearly that a shliach, when you appoint a shliach to give a get to your wife, calls the man the get was not given to, it's only called the dibur, and the husband has a right with his own dibur to break the first dibur. The Gemara says now, v'yilchus ha-kabosu v'yechus ha-filu b'kamaisa. And the chiddush is, even in the first case, which is a bigger chiddush, here it's not such a big chiddush. Here what happened, the husband gave the get to a shliach, but the get did not get to the wife's hands yet. So no maisa was done yet. That's why here we say, also dibur mavat dibur. But the chiddush is, ha-filu b'kamaisa, now mishnah. V'yaf v'gav dikul me'im, even though now mishnah we could say, shana nesina smoyis liyadisha, t'kamaisa dami, and now mishnah, what was the case? When the man already gave the money to his future wife, and he said to her, "Hareya mekadeshli v'kesef zu liyachas shloshim yayim," we just have to wait for 30 days to go by, and then we're married. So since he already gave her the money, maybe that's called like a ma'aser kedushin. K'mashulon still no. Afilu hachi, since the kedushin is not chal yet, it's only called the dibur, and therefore Yechon holds not talocha. Also dibur mavato dibur. Tomorrow says kash yichus yichus avestir and alochis. Or Matthew, you tell him Yechus like Reb Yechanan, we hold like Reb Yechanan, the what? Also Dibur, Mavato Dibur. The Kaimelon, the Hilchus like Reb Nachman, the Pas like Reb Nachman. The Boilu, Reb Nachman has to shout like this. Mal Sheyachse V'Garishboi. Can he himself go and marry her now? The Rashi says, Mal Sheyachse V'Garishboi, beget Liacha Shom L'Shliach, get Shnestat L'Chobotlu. I mean, after the husband told the first Shliach, I don't want you to be a Shliach, could the husband now go and use this get over again? Yeah, mal sheyachse v'garish boy. Could the husband use his get or not? Reb Nachman amar choizem v'garish boy. Yes, the husband has a right to go and use his get, even though we told the shliach don't give it. So the shliach can't give it right now. The husband wants to think it over. But if the husband later decides to give a get to his wife, he can use his get. Reb Sheshes amar ain't no choizem v'garish boy. No, you can't use it. The kaim lo hilchos akavos Reb Nachman passed like Reb Nachman. So the kasher is if the husband has a right to mivato the shliach. So Khuri, he was mavato the get also. So how could he use this get over again? So Gemara says no. Nehi debot lemitara shliach. True, the husband has the right to stop the first shliach. That's all, because that's only a dibur. You appointed a shliach to give this get to your wife. So before he gave it to her, you could tell the shliach nothing doing. I don't want you to give it. But mitara's get lebot le. So this is a shaila how you learn the Rishonim. Doesn't mean to say that he can't do it. That's one way to learn that you can't be mavato get, because that's called a maisa. A get that the Sayyahara Sefer write up to get Lishma, it was written Lishma for your wife. So that's called the Maisa was done here, that you can't be Mavatl. Other Rishonim learn, no, even that also could be Mavatl. Because the fact that get was written Lishma, that's not called the Maisa. The Ika Maisa is the Chalais Gershon. And really, if the husband wanted to, he could be Mavatl to get to say, I don't want this get to be used anymore. The Gemara just means to say the Lashon is, Meteras get, Loi Bitli, he did not. We don't see that he said the get should not be good anymore. The husband only said, I don't want you to be a shliach, that's all. He did not speak out and say the get should not be good. For Kofon and Koran to both shot, and we pass like Rav Nachman, that we did not see that the husband means to say the get is no good. He's only telling the shliach, you can't give it. But if later the husband himself decides to give it, how about the husband himself has the right to give the get? Then the Mishnah says, Mekudeshes L'Sheni, that let's say before the 30 days are up, a second person comes and marries her, she's married to the second one. Omar Rav Rav says, Mekedeshes L'Sheni L'Yelam. She stays to the second one, L'Yelam, Avada. The first, second one is first, and that Kedushin is L'Yelam. After 30 days, the first one's Kedushin can't be Chal. Hoshmul Amano, Mekedeshes L'Sheni Yad Lamed Yoyim. L'Yachad Lamed Yoyim, Poka Kedushin Sheni, V'Gam Kedushin Rishon. Shmuel says, no, after, till the 30 days, she's married to the second one. But once it comes about the 30 days, then the second one's Kedushin falls off, and the first one's Kedushin is Chal. Yosef Rav Chizda B'Kashli, he had a question. Kedusha Sheni B'Mai Poka, how does the second one's Kedusha go off? What happened here? Reuven went to his wife and said, I want to marry you, here's the money, but Kedusha should be Chali after 30 days. So these next 30 days, Reuven is not married to her. So a second man came and married her right now. So she's married to the second man, that's the good Kedusha. How could the second Kedusha go off after 30 days? How did the first one come about? Omele Rav Yosef. Mar Aresha Masnilo, you learned this halacha in the first case, and that's a good kasha. The kasha doesn't make any sense. If the Kedushin was only supposed to be after 30 days, and she got married to a second man first, so of course she's married to him. For Rabbi Yehuda Seifa Masla, he learned this Chiddush on the Seifa. For the Kashla, he had no Kasha. The Seifa was like this, you go to your wife and you say, May Achshav Ulachash Ulachad Lamad Yoim. I'm giving you the money right now, and the Kedushin should be Chal now after 30 days. You said a double Oshin. You said, May Achshav from now, and you also said, Lachad Lamad Yoim. See it, the Machlaikis. May Achshav Ulachash Lashim Yoim. Omar Rav says, Mukadeshes Venom Kadeshes, Luyelam. That's what the Mishnah says, she is and she's not married, it means Leilam, there's a Suffolk Leilam to who she's married to. Who Shmuel Amano, Mukadeshes Venom Kadeshes, Ela Ad Lamad Yoim, it's only up until the first 30 days that there's a doubt who she's married to. But the Acher Lamad Yoim, once the 30 days passes by, Pshita, that Toki Kadusha Shani, the second one's Kadushin falls away, because the first one said, Meyachshav, he said, my Kadushin should be Chal right now after 30 days. So it's like after 30 days passes by, now we look as if she was married to the first one from the first day. Therefore, the second one's kedushin falls off. V'gamri kedusha rishon. So what does this mean? L'rav mesafkele. According to Rav, it's a suffix. When the man said, I'm marrying you me'achsha from now, li'acha shleishim yoyim. That was the lashon he said. So it's a double lashon. Do you mean today or do you mean tomorrow? Do you mean after 30 days? What do you mean? So Rav says, it's a suffix what he meant. Itinai heve, ichazor heve. Is it a Tanai that he wants a Kedushin to be Chal right now, really? Just he wants it after 30 days? Or maybe it's a Chazor, it means to retract and say, no, I don't want it from now anymore. I mean, Lachad Lamad Yerim, that's all. That's why it's a suffix to who she's married to Leilam. Because if it's a Tanai, she's married to the first one. If it's a Chazor, she's married to the second one. Le Shmuel Pshit Le De Tanai Heve. Shmuel holds no Pshit it's a Tanai. The first one saying, I want to be married to you from right now. But when from right now? Not from right now, but from right now after 30 days. In other words, after 30 days passes by, from then on we look as if she was always married to the first one from the first time. Well, plukta dani tanoi is machlekes tagamis tanoi in the Tanya. Me'ayom liyachamisa get, v'yana get, v'chomim. Rehabiyom gazeh get. V'neim a rabbalach ha-rabbonim, v'neim a shumul lach ha-rabbi Yitzchak, rabbi, tzrich, dilu omar rabbalach ha-rabbonim, never mean a hosam, the chayk kosi is getting rid of her. Havloch ha-rabbalach ha-rabbonim, someone can come close to her, and might let the shmuel. That's not heavy. V'yom a shumul lach ha-rabbi, yav a mean a hosam, or the ain't get misa. Look, yesh kedushin, lach kedushin, never might let the rab tzrich. I will stop here. We'll have a lesson again tomorrow.
You're holding off Nun Tesma Beis, the bottom Gemara again. The Gemara says, Uvaplukta Dhani Tanoi. I'll tell you the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is the Machlokes in these Tanoim. The Tanya would learn like this. If somebody says to his wife, when he gives her a get, Mehayoim Uliyacha Misa. The get should be from today until after the Misa. So the Locher is, Get Vienna Get Dibrich Chom. Chom says it's a suffix whether the get is good or not. In other words, we have a doubt. What does he mean? Does he mean Mahayom, the get should be from today, so the get is good? Or does he mean the get should be Liacha Misa, and then the get is no good? You can't give a get Liacha Misa. Rebbe says, Kizeh get, no, this get is good. Because we say for sure he means Mahayom from today. So the Chura of Enema, why don't we say that Rav Halacha Kachachomim? Rav holds that says before by Kedushin in our Mishnah. It says, Sofik, who's Mekadeshes? So you have a suffix, holds like the Rabbanin. V'leimar Shmuel halacha k'rebi. And why doesn't Shmuel say halacha k'rebi that no, for sure it's a Tanai? So Gemara says, Tzricha. I can't just say halacha like this and like that. Because d'ilu amar Rav halacha k'rabbanin, if Rav would have just said, the halacha is like the Rabbanin by get, I would have thought to say, hosom de la rechoy k'kosi. Over there, since he's getting rid of his wife, so over there maybe, but over there since he's getting rid of his wife, there we get there the Chum say it's a suffix. Maybe means to be chayzer. In other words, he says mahayoyim uliyacha misa. So maybe when you're giving your wife a get, there we're afraid maybe he's being chayzer and he's saying now he wants to get lacha misa. Avol hochad lekrevakasi. But in our case over here by kedushin, where he's getting married to her. So over here aim moidel el Shmuel. Maybe I would have thought to say that Rav would agree to Shmuel. So when you're marrying your wife, you're coming close to her, if you say the word Mahayoyim, the Iker is Mahayoyim, it's only a Tanai that we have to wait till Liacha Shloshim Yoyim, but really Mahayoyim is the main thing. So therefore Rav has to say, no, even by Kedushin, still it's a suffix what the person means. And I'll tell you, V'yomar Shmuel halacha k'Rebbe Yishmuel, what have just said? The halacha is like Rebbe that holds a zvad, they call it Tanai, mitzmeh hayoyim, have a minar, would have thought to say, hosom, only by gittin, does Shmuel hold like Rebbe. Why the enget li achamisa? Says a svara, a person knows he can't give a get after he's dead, achamisa. Therefore, when he says the word mahayim, for sure he means the get should be mahayim. Abul hocha, but over here by kedushin. The yesh kedushin liacha lamid, that it's possible to make kedushin to be chal liacha lamid, if he would have said clearly, the kedushin is only chal liacha lamid. The kedushin is chal then, and a moid lele rav, maybe Shmuel would have agreed to Rav to say that the kedushin maybe is no good, or it's a suffix what he means. Maybe he means a chazara, maybe means the kedushin should first be chal liacha lamid yom. Therefore, tzricha. Therefore, I need no Rav and Shmuel to say their machlokes, even by kedushin, that they both say their svaras. That Rav holds it's a suffix what the person means, a tenai or a chazara, and according to Shmuel, for sure the person only means a tenai. The Gemara says, "Omer Abaye." Abaye says, "Well, the time made the Rav. According to Rav's time, that Rav says it's a suffix kedushin when the first one." Said, "Harei am gadashli mehayoyim oliach alamid," and then a second person came and married her in between. So Rav says it's a suffix who's married to her, because maybe the first one's married because he meant a tenai shibichal mehayoyim, or maybe no, he only meant a chazorah shibichal liach alamid, and then the second one is married. So Abaye says like this: according to Rav, bo echad v'yom alo harei am gadashli miyachshav laach ulach alamid yoyim. One person said the kedushin should be from now ulach alamidyoyim. Or bo'acha, then a second person came to her v'yomla and said like this: Hareyat mekudeshes li miyachshav uliachar esrim yoyim. I want to be married to you mayoyim from today within 20 days. He's 10 days shorter.